This month, the Haines Police Department is taking on a new chief, the return of a recently resigned officer, and we'll see the departure of another. But Interim Chief Josh Dryden says despite big changes, all is running smoothly. Dryden says he's ready to go back to the role of police sergeant. He's been filling in as chief since November, and over the past 7 months or so, he's tackled staffing issues, an officer accidentally shooting himself in the wrist, and most recently, the prospect of hiring a new chief. Let's start with the officers. Last month, Brayton Long, who joined the department in November, handed in his resignation. He told KHNS he wanted to tap into his more creative side and start writing Alaska-themed children's books. But recently, he changed his mind and rescinded his resignation. Here's Dryden.
He wants to continue to serve the community, and he likes his job, and he thought it would be in his best interest and his family's best interest if he stayed on. I was fine with it, and I was happy with it. I'm glad he's staying.
Long could not be reached for comment, but Dryden says he's taking a few weeks off before coming back to the force.
Brayton does a good job, and I wasn't looking forward to bringing somebody else in here. With, also having a new chief coming in and, having two new people would have been, it's not the best situation.
On June 18th, Officer Jordan Welch will serve his last day as a Haines Peace Officer. Welch, who came from the department in Hoonah, has served in a temporary capacity since January. Dryden says he's not sure what Welch's plans are now or if he'll return to Hoonah. Dryden says he asked Welch to stay on, but he declined.
If he chooses to stay in this line of work, I think whatever agency picks him up would be very lucky and very happy with his job performance.
Dryden says Welch's thoroughness, articulation, and willingness to help out in any situation made him an asset to the local department. As for the first day of the new chief, Dryden says negotiations are currently in limbo. Interim Borough Manager Brad Ryan says Washington, D.C.-based Heath Scott accepted the job, but details of his contract have yet to be worked out. Ryan said in an email that the borough's new manager, Bill Seward, will be responsible for fleshing out the contract. Seward starts on June 20th. Dryden says he anticipates a speedy round of negotiations once Seward punches in. When the new chief starts, the department will have four officers, including the newest hire, Chris Brown. The borough allots funding for four full-time officers, including the chief. In the proposed FY17 plan, the department's entire annual budget is up only slightly from last year at around $520,000. That includes everything from wages and vehicles to training and utilities. But Dryden is still not giving up on recruiting a fifth cop. He recently submitted a community policing grant application to the U.S. Department of Justice. The funds would supply 75% of salary and benefits to another officer for 3 years. The borough would pick up the rest. There's been a job posting for a Haines officer for several months now, and Dryden says they'll continue to accept applications. So far, he says there's just one prospect that might be a good fit, but he says until he hears about funding, expanding the force is still a ways off. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.